the key to operating with projected shadow material is to almost precisely reverse the steps and the direction in which the repression, alienation, dissociation, and projection occurred. So what happens in the psyche with shadow elements that are denied, repressed, and projected? First, these qualities start out as a first-person quality. They're part of yourself. First person is the person speaking, the I. Second person is the person being spoken to, the you or the thou or an other person. And third person is the person or thing being spoken about. And that could be a him, a her, a them, a they, or in its really pushed away form, it's just a pure it. So it starts out as an I. It's part of your I, the shadow element quality that's going to become an addiction. So that starts out as part of an I. And then through all of these different reasons that these qualities are denied, if it's in the anti-homosexual zealots, probably because of their religious upbringing. There's always an embedded unconscious, which is the sum total of our philosophical screens, our beliefs, our convictions, and we interpret the world through that. That includes, of course, the level of development we're at, the lines that we're using, and so on. So for any number of reasons where we've decided that this quality is bad, we push it across the boundary of the I so that it now appears as if it's an other person even. It's an other quality. It's a you. It's a thou. It's a second person. And so that goes on the other side of the I boundary. And so it's no longer me. It's you. Now, if I push it just a little bit harder, I'll push it right outside the boundary onto another person. And then that quality can appear even in an it quality. It's so dissociated from me. So the way this is reversed is to reverse exactly those steps. And the process that we use for doing this, we call 3-2-1, because it started out first person, got moved to second person, and then shoved out to third person. So we start, and maybe this quality is some anger of yours. So at night, you're having dreams of monsters chasing you and eating you, devouring you, and very unpleasant. So that's your anger projected. And now it's projected on another entity. So that entity has the anger that's now aimed at you. And that's what happens when you project. You reverse the direction. So now this monster has anger coming at you. That's why you feel fear. So the first thing is to identify the it quality, the third person quality, to find it. So we see the monster. That's identifying. So then we convert it back to a second person. So we actually can do this in imagination, or we can actually do it using two chairs. We sit in one chair, and in the other chair, we put the monster. And now we talk to it as it's a real second person. It's really there. Why are you doing this to me? What do you want? What did I do wrong? How long have you been doing this? Why are you doing this? Etc. And actually get to know this thing. And if it asks you questions, answer them. And back and forth and back and forth until you get a sense that you really kind of know who this person is. You can even ask them, why are you so angry? And that you might get nothing better than because I want to eat your face off. Okay. So that's nice to know. And so you back and forth. And then at some point where you feel that you really do know this monster and you know the energy in it, the emotion in it, and particularly the one that makes you uncomfortable, then you switch places. You become the monster. You identify with the monster. You make it an I. So it's from third person to second person, back to first person. And so now you talk as if you have all of this anger aimed out here. And you start identifying with all of that anger aimed out here. And you start re-identifying with this powerful emotion that you have projected. The first thing you'll notice is that it reverses direction. And so it's no longer threatening to you. If anything, you're the threatening one. You have the anger pointed outward. And so now you are taking that anger back. And the more you do that, the more you re-identify with it, the more you re-own it, the less and less fear you have. And more you will start to re-own that anger. Now that anger is actually a very positive energy. If you actually look up the definition of aggression in the dictionary, it means to move toward. It doesn't mean to move against. That's hostility. You want the aggression because that's your capacity to break down barriers, to break boundaries, to move forward, to accomplish something, to have a powerful capacity to move directly forward and make something happen. If you see a male deer headed down towards a salt lick and there's a bramble bush in the way, it'll tend to lower its head and, you know, strike its hooves a couple times, snort, you know, lower its antlers and charge into the bramble bush. We wouldn't say it's mad at the bush, but that is aggression. It's moving toward it to get that barrier out of the way. If it had projected its anger, it wouldn't have that available. All it would have is other animals angry at it, and it would feel fear all the time. So taking back this anger allows us to use this aggression to move toward any of the goals that we have. And so we can see that how a powerful, positive energy gets flipped into a negative and frightening energy whenever we project it. And that happens almost across the board with almost any type. And so individuals can project any emotion that they have, and they can project any quality that they have. And this can be good stuff as well as bad stuff. So many people project their positive qualities onto other people, and they're constantly hero worshiping when all they're doing is giving that person their greatness. And so they're losing it. Now, of course, they're attracted to it. They are addicted to it. They think this person is the greatest person in the world, but it's really only their own shadow. So they're shadow hugging. So this can occur all the way up the spectrum of levels and structures. It can occur all the way through states. And so the first thing that we want to do is, and if anything will, I mean, the shadow is kryptonite to Superman. I mean, it's one of the few things that will absolutely halt development right on the spot. And it's taking away all of this positive energy that you need for growth and development and for finding your own greatness. And it's just shoving it out and giving it away. And it's a disaster in terms of growth and development. And so we want to, as soon as we notice, again, anything that is overtly, horribly affecting us, as opposed to informing us, then we're very likely dealing with some sort of shadow element. So the very simplest thing to do is to work with the 3-2-1 process. And you can do this in the morning with any element in the dream state that was either terribly frightening or upsetting or difficult, or terribly attractive and alluring and appealing and heroic. And just spend 5 minutes. Identify it, face it, talk to it, be it. Very simple. That will reverse the steps that turned it into a dissociated shadow to begin with.